Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this, pardon me, I clear my throat, I sound like Jim, this wonderful Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. As I look down, I see Ron Smiley's tweeting out, snow data, whatever. Good morning to you, Chris, how is everything?
Snow data, get out of here. Yeah, I love you, Ron Smiley, but get the hell out of here with your snow data. I don't want to hear it. I'm just going to pretend like the next 2 days of weather forecasts or whatever it is don't exist.
Yeah, he tweets, this is just straight raw data, model data, NAM, if you will, for those meteorologists. But I think it's close to what we can expect to see. I don't think most, if any, sees anything accumulating more than a dusting on the ground. He has the latest right now on KDKA Channel 2. All right, I knew that Zeiss was back in the office, and I'll tell you why. Zeiss is actually clean. I'm not going to incriminate anybody. Zeiss is actually clean comparative to people who worked before him. But I knew Zeiss was in as soon as I walked in. Number one, the televisions were set. He loves watching one of the channels, and then overnight it shows poker. But I don't think Zeiss is watching poker. I think he was watching live sports, then it turns into poker. But more so, I'm hit with, as soon as I open the door, this heat wave. Zeiss messes with the thermostat or whatever in here. Yeah. It was on 76 when I came in today.
Seems totally normal.
Yes. 76.
Good Lord.
And it's normally on about 70 or 71.
I was going to say, it's a big change from the 46 that it normally is in there.
Yeah, 70 or 71. So I knew Zeiss was in. So big thumbs up to Zeiss, who's apparently working back in the studio. And then I went to log on, and I saw the last person that was logged in was Zeiss. So I confirmed that Zeiss was, obviously the person playing with the temperature in here. All right, I got something for you. Do you ever have one of those things you're very excited about, albeit you're also dreading? And I'll explain. I have had this cell phone, this iPhone 8, since right when iPhone 8s, I think, came out. I don't know. So anybody can look it up. Whenever iPhone 8s came out, somebody, I was like due for an upgrade or whatever, and they used to do all of those. And I got one right away. So whatever year that was, I've had this since, like, again, right when they launched. It was like the day they came out. So I've had this phone. My phone has functioned perfectly. It's functioned fine. It's been great. My wife recently got a new job. And she gets some, like, phone stipend or whatever. So she was talking the other day as we're sitting there, and she says, you know, I'm going to order this new iPhone 11 or 12 or whatever, with, like, 13 cameras and all this fancy stuff. And she says, you should look into getting a new phone. And I said, why? Mine works absolutely fine. This is, like, old man Yinzer stuff. Like, I'm driving an 84 Buick LeSabre. It's fine. It works good. It runs. It gets me where I need to go. And she's like, no, you really should look into getting a new one, because you don't want to be at the point where it doesn't work. So, on Sunday, may have been Saturday night. It was either Saturday night or Sunday. Either way, I'm like, okay, fine. I'll get a new phone. So I ordered a new iPhone. And now, you know, it's so easy. They just tack it onto your bill, like monthly increments, right? You don't ever, like, pay it. Before, you'd have to, like, take to the cell phone store, like, $400 or $700. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't afford that. But anyhow, so they just tack it onto your bill. So I'm like, okay, I'll order the same one you got, but a different color. Like, she got, like, I don't know, a pink or whatever case, and I got just a black one. So it came yesterday already. It came in, like, 4 hours, okay? Honestly, it came, like, overnight. So that came, but I also ordered a charger and a case, because I'll drop it 9 million times. And I don't want it to break, like a shatterproof thing, and then like this OtterBox case or whatever it is. The phone comes, and I'm going to wait for the case to come or whatever. And that, I just looked at the shipping. That'll be here today, and it should be here this morning when I get home from work today. To the story here. I am really excited about a new phone. I am dreading setting it up, because I know, you know how anxious I am stuff, and I'm awful with technology. I don't call anybody, so it doesn't matter if all my numbers get shifted over. But, like, my apps and my passwords and all of that stuff, My wife's like, no, you just do your thumbprint and use your backup cloud and whatever. And I'm like, you're talking. This is, I don't understand any of this. And she's like, it'll all work. Believe me, you just upload this app that says like this transfer app. You'll do it. And it'll be fine. I will think about this from now until I do this today, Chris, that I'm going to lose all my stuff. I'm not going to be able to log into my email for work. I'm not going to be able to do any of this. I am a nervous wreck over this.
You won't lose anything, but it'll just be a pain in the ass for like 3 hours. That's all it is.
Serious?
When you have to switch over phones. Yeah, because, well, look, I don't even know what version iPhone I have. I was looking at it while you were talking, trying to figure it out. I have no idea. Maybe it's an 8. I don't know, 9. I no idea. Anyway, part of the reason, even though my phone has started to slow down a little bit over the last 3 or 4 months, and that I'm just convinced is part of this great conspiracy where they time it up so that your phone slows down right about the time you've paid off that phone.
Yes.
So that aside, it's just a pain in the ass just trying, because it won't be all at once. It's not like your wife is right, I think, and she's smarter than both of us on this kind of stuff. You put your thumbprint in and it'll probably just, you know, kind of download everything for you and set up your contacts and all that.
Mobile transfer, she tells me I download. And
okay.
I downloaded that app. Mobile transfer. She tells me I'm
nice.
Good.
Okay, so that should work. I would think, again, I trust her. She's smart about this stuff, right? Smarter than both of us, certainly. But what
I
don't
trust her.
Is,
anyway, go ahead.
Might be an issue you two want to discuss. No, but in all seriousness, it will come in drips and drabs after the initial setup, right?
Oh,
like,
man.
You'll be looking at something later this afternoon, and all of a sudden it'll ask you to log in with a password, and you'll be like, oh, I haven't had to type this password
in 4 years, right? I just threw my thumb. Like, I just want to bet on this game. Come on, not even a lot, like $3 for my kid.
And that's what I mean. Drips and drabs. Little things will happen where you'll have to enter a password, or you'll have to re-download something from the cloud, or you'll have to move something on your home screen. It'll just be little things. And I'm sorry, I'm adding to your anxiety right now.
It's so bad. If I have to go to Aldi on top of this today, I'm shot.
You're just gonna curl up in
a
little ball and die.
I'm shot. Oh. Because I don't even use that much stuff on my phone. I'm actually just nervous about my work email because I hate having to type in the password 9 million times. And what else am I nervous about? That's kind of about it.
You know, this will be a good opportunity for you, though, to, like, clear out some of those apps that you that have the little cloud next to them with the arrow that you never use that have been offloaded already. Like, I was just glancing at mine just now. I have an app for Universal Studios from when we went on vacation there 2 years ago. So, yeah, I could probably get rid of that. And if I were in the process of updating my phone or, you know, getting a new one, I would probably just delete that thing.
So I don't need this Disney Cruise app because I don't think the ships are sailing anytime soon.
No, I think you're good. Yeah. Just delete it. Yeah.
Oh, man. I do need this Game Changer. That, like, rules my life now. Do you have that for your...
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
There's
very important.
A message just came through right now. Right now, as I say that. And I won't say the kid's name. Has lost her bat. Did anyone pick up a spare Easton bat that has a purple grip? Thanks. So that's where we are this morning. Some kid lost her Game Changer app. If anybody's kid plays Little League sports, it's like how parents communicate with the schedule and with the stats and with the field. And there was a game listed as an away game tonight, but it's actually a home game. So I'm glad that so that app needs to be up there, because I would have been driving to Deer tonight as opposed to just driving right up the street tonight if I didn't check the Game Changer. And my kid, she would have carjacked me. She would have beat me up. She would have taken the car. She would have tied me up and be like, we're at the wrong field. I'm leaving you here. I'm out of here. I'm taking the car.
The nice thing about the Game Changer app is that the parents who are really like very, when we talk about anxiety, very anxious about every little thing, they will ask questions sometimes that really don't need to be asked. And I guess it should be appreciated. They're trying to stay on top of things. But like, when the schedule came out for my daughter's softball team originally, there was a game that was accidentally listed as 8 a.m. instead of 8 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And one of the parents just sent a group message to all the parents and the coaches on the app to, hey, I just noticed there's this thing listed for Monday at 8 a.m. Is that right? Well, no, it's a weekday at 8 a.m. It's probably, just trust that it's 8 o'clock. I appreciate you bringing it up, but it's 8 p.m. It's not 8 a.m. But it is nice that it keeps everything organized. Like, without this thing, you're right. I would have no idea what field I'm supposed to be at what time on what day.
My bank app is the one, too. I have no – I better try to, like – can you go to your bank app and do, like, show password? Oh, man, that's one. I haven't been to a bank in forever. This is going to be bad today. That's one. And you only get, like, three times with your bank, and then they lock you out. That's
my fear.
You know
how many times I've had to call the bank to get my password fixed? I feel like I do it probably once a month. Either because I typed in something wrong or I answered some of the security questions. You know what? This is a side topic, by the way.
What is your dog's maiden name? I don't know.
Right, right. What was your favorite movie in 1993? I don't even know what my favorite movie is now. What do you just give me something simple like my mother's maiden name? Like, why are you doing this to me? Why do the security questions have to be so vague and unremarkable that you just never remember them?
Right. I'm with you. If somebody makes the effort to get that far, they can have my stuff. That's how I feel a lot of this stuff. Like, if they know, what is your high school mascot? It's the Foxes. Everybody knows Fox Chapel's the Foxes. All right. If somebody gets my phone out of my pocket or finds it somewhere and they hit 14 different taps and they get that far, let them have it. Let them have it. We'll deal with it after.
Yeah.
Let them have it. You know?
No, you're right. You got to just throw your hands up at a certain point. I don't need to have four security questions and three of them of which I have no idea what the answers are to them. No idea, because I put them in years ago when I first answered the security questions, and now I don't remember what my favorite childhood vacation was.
Right.
I don't, to be quite honest. Like, it's not that important to me that it should be a security question.
The thing about it, though, is you actually inputted them once, and I never remember that. What's the name of your first dog's chew toy? Like hell I know.
Right.
I know. But I did put it in once. Muffle-fluffagus. Yes. How did you spell that? Was it caps? You have to use one thing that's not a letter or a number.
Muffle-fluffagus. Right. Exclamation point.
Right. Dash. Underscore. Muffle-fluffagus underscore one. Okay. I put that in one time? No way. And then you're like looking at this. Like, I honestly typed that once. Oh, man. So that's my day today, I believe. I think. If the screen protector and the charger and the case thing come.
What if there was an app for Aldi on your phone that you had to update while you were standing in line at Aldi?
That would be something. There's not enough time to look at your phone at Aldi. Even though the line sometimes is long, I get so nervous I put my phone in my pocket at Aldi in anticipation of what's about to happen. I mean this. You're laughing at me. I put my phone in my pocket at Aldi, like at Giant Eagle or Trader Joe's or whatever. I'll look at my phone in line. At Aldi, I have to get so hype for what's about to happen that I put my phone in my pocket to concentrate on locking in on the process that's about to happen with bagging it all so fast and getting in and out. Yes. So it's like you could film a hype video. Like you see those 7-on-7 football teams or those like fog and stuff coming. Like they should have a fog machine when you're the next person up at Aldi because you got to go so fast through there. So I put my phone in my pocket.
You should come in on a little mini dirt bike like the Homewood Bulldogs.
Now people are telling me settings, go to scroll down to passwords, open sesame. You're there. You're good. I might have to do that. I'm going to hand my phone to my wife and go make this work, please, please, please. Matt is so mad at me.
It's going to be so easy. You're going to feel foolish for even talking about it.
That's my life though. I get anxious over things I shouldn't be. And then things that are big deals, I'll be like, I got it. There could be an airplane about to land on a ship somewhere and we'll be driving past it. And my wife would be like, do you want to help those people? And I'll be like, no, they got it. And then they'll land on it. And I'll be like, okay, it'll be fine. You know, big things in life I don't worry about. Little stuff like this, I worry about. It's so reverse weird. Weird. She gets on me all the time about it.
It'll be over in 5 minutes today.
What about this phone stuff?
Yeah, the phone stuff.
All right.
Yeah, phone stuff.
Anyway, we got a big show today. Jeff Hath, oh, now I'm thinking about it so much. Like the Aldi thing. I think about the Aldi thing more than I think about my mortality. Like, I got no problem going to a doctor's office. I don't care what news he's about to give me. Aldi bothers me.
We've been over this. You figured out your system last time, and it worked, and you got to just go with it. You got to let Jesus take the wheel at this point, Colin, with the Aldi checkout line.
I know. I love it, though. Jeff Hathorn, 7 o'clock. Dan Rosen at the end of 8 o'clock. And The Rock, John Wehner, he joins at 9:30. There is a ton to get into. Good morning to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.